Hello, thanks for joining me. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Marking the month of the Rosary with a musical comment, Senior Philip Whitmore.
Fifth joyful mystery, the finding of our Lord in the temple. Having travelled with Mary and Joseph from Galilee to Jerusalem, the 12-year-old Jesus becomes separated from them, and he stays behind in the temple without them realising. Imagine the anguish they must have experienced as they looked for him. It must be every parent's worst fear. "Son, why have you treated us like this?" Mary said when they found him. "Your father and I have been looking for you everywhere." Mary and Joseph already knew the pain of loss, the sorrow that would be crowned when Our Lady stood at the foot of the cross, weeping for her son. At this point, though, her joy at finding Jesus safe and well is clouded by her perplexity. She doesn't understand what has happened. In his cryptic reply, the boy Jesus utters the first words placed on our Lord's lips in St. Luke's Gospel. "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's affairs?" At the beginning of the programme, we were listening to some violin music. It was written by the 17th century German composer Heinrich Biber, one of the leading violinists of his time. He worked in Salzburg for the Prince Archbishop, as Leopold Mozart and his famous son did during the following century. One of Biber's best-known works is his set of so-called mystery sonatas. There are 15 in all, and each one is named after one of the mysteries of the Rosary. That was in the days before Pope John Paul II added the five mysteries of light. The sonata for the fifth joyful mystery has five short movements, and like much of the solo instrumental music of that period, they're arranged as a suite of dances. The central movement is a lively jig. After that comes a saraband, a stately Spanish dance. It would be stretching a point to try and find too many specific references to the fifth joyful mystery in this attractive violin sonata. The music doesn't attempt to tell the story or to represent the characters in the unfolding drama. But I like to think of the violin as somehow expressing the youthful intelligence and energy of the boy Jesus, sitting among the doctors, listening to them and asking them questions. And the words he addresses to Mary are the most striking of all. "Did you not know that I must be busy with my Father's affairs?" It's a moment of revelation when Jesus gives us a clue about who he really is. Mary stored up all these things in her heart. As we pray the rosary, let us do the same.
Thanks there to Monsignor Philip Whitmore for sharing with us his musical expertise. Monsignor Whitmore is a music historian, currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.